Hi there. It's dark, gloomy, wet, and cold in my neck of the woods, and I really wanted to post something decadent and rich that might make us all feel better. But then I remembered that it's January, and everybody's trying to forego those kinds of things because they did so much of it over the holidays. But I think it's an appropriate day for soup. So I'm letting that other one go for now. And I'm posting one of my favorite soup recipes. This is so easy to make, but you do need a slow cooker of some sort. You will thank me later for this recipe. It's truly comforting, warm, and really yummy. I know you'll enjoy it.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hi there! I'm Cindy Linden, and you have joined me today at the Cook Along Podcast to make some garlic parmesan chicken soup in a slow cooker. This is quick and easy because it's a slow cooker thing. You do, of course, have to prep it ahead. Prep time for this soup is 10 minutes with your hands on and 3 hours to cook, and then maybe another 2 minutes at the end. So I'm going to tell you the ingredients, and again, if you want to go find these ahead of time so that you can make a shopping list in case you're planning ahead, you can find the ingredient list and the difficulty level and any notes that I made after preparing the recipe at the website, thecookalongpodcast.com, under the recipe name, Garlic Parmesan Chicken Soup. The ingredients are pretty simple, and you may have most of them in the house, with possibly one exception. You need 3 boneless, skinless chicken breasts. You need 1 pound of small potatoes. And you know what? They don't have to be. I mean, they make those little fingerling things and these little baby potatoes, and they come in multiple colors, which is really fun. And if you're going to the store, I think it's great to pick those up. And they come, I think, in 1 pound bags. So that would be an easy way to do this. But you also could just chop whatever potatoes you have in the house into cubes. So you need 1 pound of potatoes. You need 1/2 of an onion, 2 carrots, 2 ribs of celery, 4 cloves of garlic. And I'll tell you, you could cheat on that if you want to and use the stuff that's already minced in a jar. You need 1/2 tablespoon of Italian seasoning, some salt and pepper, 3 cups of low sodium chicken broth, 2/3 of a cup to 1/2 cup of heavy cream. That's going to be whipping cream. And it can be regular whipping cream or heavy whipping cream. The difference will make the soup thicker if you use the heavy cream. You need cornstarch, 4 tablespoons, and you need 1 cup of grated Parmesan cheese. That's it for the ingredients. Prep for this dish is pretty simple. You're going to cube the chicken breasts. So probably make slices about 1 inch wide and then cube them into pieces about 1 inch square. Now you'll shrink a little bit. Think about what your consumers of this soup, what might be bite size for them, and make them that size. You're just chopping them up. Should be fairly quick. I keep frozen ones in my freezer. There you go. I keep frozen ones and then just defrost them when I'm ready to cook with them. But you can also buy them fresh at your grocery store. And it won't take long to defrost them if you use the frozen ones. And it won't take long to cut them up, no matter what size you use. And that is already 3 chicken breasts cut up into about 1-inch cubes. Those go into the bottom of a slow cooker, uncooked completely, just the way you cut them up. And on top of that, we're going to put these potatoes. I have a combination. I have about 1/2 pound of the little ones, and then I have 1 red potato I'm going to cut up. Now, when I say small or little, these tiny potatoes, they range in size from the size of a large grape to the size of a non-round ping pong ball. I think the most important thing is to get them cut into uniform sizes. And I'll tell you right now that the first time I made this recipe, the potatoes did not get cooked all the way because I think the pieces were way too big. So I am quartering these, most of them, unless they're really small. I'm actually cutting them into quarters, which means pieces about, the size of a grape again. The ones that are already that size, I'm not going to mess with. I'll just cut them in half because it'll make it easier for it to cook through. But I do not want uncooked potatoes in my soup again. I don't think I'm just going to tell you what you need to do, and then you can go do it. After we cut the potatoes, we're going to do the carrots. And the carrots are getting chopped in. They're getting peeled and chopped into, again, whatever you think might be good bite-sized pieces for the people who are eating your soup. You don't want them too thick and heavy because, again, they won't cook all the way through. You're going to finely chop, 1/2 onion. And you're going to chop up 2 stalks of celery. Now, if you're in the inner stalks, that might not be big enough. I've got celery hearts here, and they're down to the center, so I'll probably use 2.5. And you chop that up as well, and that can mean slices, or if you want them smaller than that, you can slice them the long way first, the stalks of celery, slice them the long way first, and then chop them, and you'll have smaller pieces. When all that's done, why don't you come back to me, and I'll tell you what to do with all those bits. This is a ridiculously easy recipe to put together. So in the bottom of the crock pot, slow cooker, you have your chicken. On top of that, you put in the potatoes, the carrots, the celery, and the onions. And yep, don't do anything to them, just put them in the pot. Now what we're missing here is the garlic. I'm scraping my onions here off my cutting board onto a tray, putting them in the soup. Okay, that. So now we have the four cloves of garlic. You can use fresh garlic, and you can mince it. Or you can use fresh garlic, and you can use a garlic press and just press it in there. There's not a texture issue here. It's really just about taste. Or, like I said in the beginning, you can actually cheat and use jarred garlic, which, let me see, I have one here. Minced garlic, it says 1/2 teaspoon equals 1 clove of garlic. You know I wasn't going to do that, but now that I have the jar out, I am. So 1/2 teaspoon times 4 is 2 teaspoons of minced garlic. I wouldn't worry if they're a little full. In fact, I read something once. It said however much garlic is called for in a recipe, double it. I don't, but I stopped worrying about whether I was going to have too much when I read that article. So those things are just all in the pot. And we're going to season generously with salt and pepper. And that means, you know, don't be shy about it. Give it a lot of good shakes. That was like 30 shakes of salt. And that was 27 shakes of pepper. Kind of random. Do it. What moves you? You can always salt it more later. With the chicken and vegetables and salt and pepper in the pot, we're going to add a half a tablespoon of Italian seasoning. I use an Italian herb. You can find them in the store labeled as Italian seasoning. There are various mixes that will say they're Tuscan or they're whatever. All of those are fine. Anything with oregano and basil and thyme, maybe a little rosemary in it, all of those things are good. So half a tablespoon gets sprinkled over the top. And then you pour over all of that 3 cups of low-sodium chicken broth, because we salted it, you know. There are 4 cups of chicken stock in a carton. So you'll have to measure out the 3 cups that you need and then save the rest for some other time. And now all you do is stir it up, put the lid on, and turn on the pot. And you want to cook it for 4 to 5 hours on low, or 2 to 3 hours. And I would say, to be safe, it's going to be the higher end of both of those, either of those, 2 to 3 hours on high. That's the basic part of the soup right there. We're going to know it's done cooking by whether the potatoes and carrots are tender enough to easily poke with a fork. If they're not, cook it longer. Like I said, last time I had it, the potatoes were undone and it was not fun. Although people ate it and liked it anyway, they told me they really loved it. And that the crunchy vegetables were just a unique thing that they kind of enjoyed. But that's not the goal. Let them cook, and then after you get to the point where those vegetables are tender, you'll want to come back because we're going to make this into a cream soup and add the cheese. So have a good time watching your slow cooker cook and come back to me in a few hours. All righty, time to finish this up. Get yourself a measuring cup, a 2-cup measuring cup, and into that you're going to scoop 4 tablespoons of cornstarch. Just put them right in there, scoop it out, level it off with your finger. That's the tablespoon measure we're talking about. Do that 4 times. There we go. There's 4. Hopefully your vegetables are cooked without being smithereened and are tender to the fork. So the cornstarch in the measuring cup takes up, it looks like, not quite a quarter of a cup. I'm going to add heavy whipping cream up to the 1 cup mark and a little beyond. And then I'm going to get a small whisk and whisk that together so that it's all mixed up together. Scrape it off the bottom there because it's going to try to hide. We put the cornstarch in first, in case you were wondering why we didn't measure the milk in first. We put the cornstarch in first because if you add dry ingredients to wet ingredients, they clump up and you'll have a heck of a time getting it to blend. But if you add wet to dry, that issue doesn't come up. Now we've got this generous cup of heavy cream with cornstarch in it. That, now that it's all mixed up with no lumps, well, mostly no lumps, pour it into the crock pot, slow cooker, whatever you call yours, and stir it in. So now you have a cream of chicken soup. And here's where the Parmesan comes in. You're going to add 1 cup of grated Parmesan. And that also just goes right into the soup. And stir that in. Now you got something special. Now you got something special. Put the lid back on and cook it for another 20 to 30 minutes. If you're cooking it on high, it'll probably need only the 20. If you're cooking it on low, give it 30 minutes. What you're looking for is to have this soup thicken up a little bit. And then you just scoop it out and put it in a bowl and serve it. And you can sprinkle more Parmesan on the top if you want as a garnish and just for added flavor. And that's it. See how easy that was? I mean, that was really just mostly chopping stuff. That's it for today's recipe. I don't have anything else to tell you, except that I hope you enjoy it. Remember to check the website. Leave me your comments about this recipe. Look for other recipes to go with it. In fact, there are a couple of interesting bread recipes to go with it that you can whip up in very little time. Or dessert to go after it. Or whatever you're feeling in the mood for cooking. And until next time, happy cooking.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
If you're enjoying this podcast, you can make a contribution through the supporter link on every Cook Along podcast page or go to Ko-fi, ko-fi.com/thecookalongpodcast. Thanks for your support and thanks for listening.